Keterek Nunhei Pasik Dalit. Yesterday we left off with the words of the previous Pasik, Chaste David Hane'emonim. Hashem says, I'll read the whole Pasik again, we can go back one Pasik Gimel. Hatu Aznechem, will turn your ears, will Luchu Elayin come to me, Shimu and listen, Usachin Afshechem, and by listening you will give life to you in the Shamas. The Echrasalachem Barisalam, I will forge a bris, an everlasting bris, chaste David Hanemonim, just like I have bestowed kindness upon David, I have promised David Hamelech that I would always be gracious to him, and his they would always be have descendants, and his descendants will serve as the Melech HaMashiach V'Klal Yisrael. So too, that's what I will do for each one of you. Every single individual in Klal Yisrael is right to receive brachos equivalent to David HaMelech's brachos, the kindness of David, who was faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll be the same. Look at the Mitzudos of David. Chaste, ki chaste. Just like the kindness that I promised David. Rotzaloymar, yiyya k'moy ha-chasadim ha-kayamim asher hiftachti David. What I will do for you, every individual will be equivalent to the kindness that exists, that I have promised to David. That the malchus of David will never cease from his seat. Now, the next pasuk goes on to describe what exactly is the role, what exactly is the kindness of David. What exactly will the Melech HaMashiach accomplish in the times of Mashiach? So it says here three things. It's not clear exact difference between the three things. It has to be developed in much more detail, which I really have no clue what it means. But here it says in Pasuk Dalid, Hain behold, aid le'umim nisativ. I have established, nisativ means to establish, David as an aid, a witness, le'umim for the nations. And what exactly does that mean, a witness to the nations? So, if you look at the Radak, you don't have the Radak, you do one now, it's preparing, look at the Radak, and the Radak basically says, aid means a person to warn, a preacher. Now, it's a borrowed term because a witness comes to court and testifies. Mm-hmm. A witness comes to court and says, I was present on this day at this time and I saw the following happen. I now want to report, I want to report what has happened. So when we take that idea and we play around, we expand upon it and a little bit more liberal in what a witness is. Not only is a witness coming to report what exactly he saw, he's coming to give musar. It's a stretch. Zaris, to warn and to encourage. It's a borrowed term because an aid really means a person that speaks up. A person comes to court and speaks up and says something. Generally, what is he saying? He's saying what he observed. But not necessarily. We can take this expression, this term, and we can use it in a different way, that a person gives musar. He tells people, what are you doing? Why are you doing this avera? Why are you not doing this mitzvah? Behave yourselves. Improve yourselves. Do tshuva. That is a seeming way, the way the Radak translates the word aid. It's a little bit difficult. And the reason why it's even more difficult is because what then, there seems to be repetition where it goes on to say, nogid, a prince, and umitzavei le'umim, a person that commands the nations. There are three terms here being used to describe the role of Melech HaMashiach. And number one, aid le'umim. Number two, a nogid, a prince, a very great, important person everyone has great respect for. And number three, umitzavei le'umim, an individual that gives commandments. He gives instruction. So what is the difference between an aid, if an aid means a person that's mizares, and gives encouragement, to a person that's mitzaveh, who gives commandments? Mitzaveh, we'll say, is more specific. It's more specific. As an aid means he's preaching, he's giving musar. It could be. But I think on a very simple level, you don't have to come on to this. You can just say, as there simply is, the Melech HaMashiach, I'm watching. I'm a witness. Yeah?
Maybe it means a living example.
A living example, that'll be okay. Obviously, you have to play around with these words.
Have to be assertive.
Oh, exactly. That's what I'm trying to bring out. That what is an aid? Aid means a witness. Many times, if someone is watching, Chazal say that a person should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu like he fears a human being. This is what the Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he blessed his students. He blessed his students. They when he was about to die, they said, Rebbe, bless us. you should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way you fear man. And the Talmidim said, that's it? That's all just the fear of Hashem, like we fear men. Don't we have expectations that the fear of the Shbaruch should be greater? This week's parasha. Mo Hashem lokecha shol meimachim liyir oisai. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh said, halavai. Halavai, you should be able to reach that madriga where you fear Kadosh Baruch like you fear men. When a person, when someone does, someone is watching, when there are cameras, or you're in a room and there are people watching, we all know that we behave differently than when we are all alone. Hashem is watching.
The wagon driver.
What's the story?
He's going in the wagon.
Yeah.
The guy takes an apple from the field.
Yeah.
He's watching. Is anybody? No, he's watching. Beckon.
Very good. Hashem is always watching. Yeah. So here, Melech HaMashiach, he says, I'm watching. The Goyim, throughout history, we can do whatever we want to the Jews. There's no one watching. There's no one that's going to stop us. There's no one that's going to take up their case, to take up their cause. We can rob, we can steal. Melech HaMashiach, when he will appear on the scene in time of Mashiach, the Goyim are going to have to behave themselves. Why? Because there's someone watching. Everything that they do is they're accountable. Aid, I'm a witness. I don't have to speak, I don't have to be assertive, I don't have to preach, I don't have to do anything. Just my presence is enough to cause you to behave differently. Nisativ, Nagid is a prince, someone that everyone will have great respect for, and Umitzaveh. Besides the respect they'll have, he will be a person that will give instruction and tell them exactly what to do. Pasuk Hey, at this point in time when Mashiach comes, Hein Goy Lo Seda Tikra, a nation that you never knew from, you never knew about, you never wanted to know about, all of a sudden they will call out to you, they will become your friends. Everyone will want to associate with the Jewish people. They will call to you, v'goylo yidu'ucha, and a nation that you did not know, elecha yerutzu, they will run to you. Why will they run to you? So, l'man Hashem elokecha, for the sake of Hashem your God, v'likdosh Yisrael, and the Holy of Yisrael, kifei arach, because that will be your true splendor. Don't think they're going to run after you because you're wealthy, you're powerful. Today, many nations of the world, they're chalishing to have a good relationship with the United States of America. Because the United States represents power, wealth, respect. It represents all of the good that this world has to offer. This is a mitzvah. And everyone is trying to have this connection with them, to be on good terms. At least, I mean, not everyone, but most people, most of the nations, they want to be on good terms. So here the Pasuk said that, so don't make a mistake, and think when Mashiach comes, the entire world is going to want to have a relationship with Klal Yisrael because of their wealth, of their power, their success. Nonsense. The only reason why these nations are going to want to develop a relationship is because of the Kedusha that is found in Klal Yisrael. Again, one more time. Hein goyis lo seda tikwa, they'll call to you. Goy lo yiducha elecha yirutzu, they'll run to you. Why? Why are they coming to you? Not because of your power, but it's because leman Hashem Elokecha, because Hashem is in your midst. V'likdosh Yisrael, because the Holy of Yisrael, from the Kiddush of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki fe'arach, that is your splendor. That's the beauty of Klal Yisrael, which all the nations of the world want also to enjoy, want a piece of the action. Pasuk, now we go to Pasuk Vav. This is probably the most famous part of Yishai. This is the Haftarah that we read on a Tainis Tzibur, but it's also the Haftarah. This continues in the Haftarah of... which Haftarah is this? Also, it's one of the Haftarahs. What? We stop here? Isn't there this part of one of the Haftarahs? You sure?
No, yeah.
Which is
my Haftarah. It stops here.
It stops here. But what? You don't say this. But there, is there another Haftarah when you say this?
Yes.
Which Haftarah? Besides the Tiny Sibar.
Yes.
I think there's a Haftarah which this is included. This is... Dershua Hashem B'Yimotzai. Yeah?
No, it's not part of
Ani Yisra. I don't know. I forgot. No, I don't know. What? It's not? Okay, okay, fine. Okay. So, okay, let's just now focus on the Tainis Tzibur. Okay, whatever it is. Dir Shua Hashem B'Yimotzo, we go now to the Haftarah. Dir Shua Hashem, seek out Hashem B'Yimotzo when He is available. Kiru, call out to Hashem B'Yosei Karov while He is close. So B'Yosei Karov parallels B'Yimotzo. And the word Dir Shu parallels Kiru. There are two things a person must do. He must call, he must seek Hashem. animus called Hashem. Sigin Hashem means to go in his ways. To go in his ways. And to call means to be mispalel, to actively pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Yosai Korah Baruch Hazal Darshin, when is Hashem close? This is a Gemara. Gemara Mesechta Rosh Hashanah. V'mosai hu karoiv. Amar Rabba Baravua Elu Asara Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Liyom HaKippurim. This is the time when a person should come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'yosai Karayv. I turned it up. I didn't turn the button up enough. Okay. Thank you very much. B'yosai Karayv, you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'yosai Karayv during the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close. This is between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. It's Aseres Yom Teshuvah. There is a special tkufa when HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows himself to come close to us, to give us an opportunity to do tshuva and to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasik Zayin, Ya'azoiv Rasha Darko, the wicked shall abandon his evil ways, V'ish Oved Machshavosav, and a man of iniquity should abandon his, that the word Ya'azoiv goes on this part of the pasuk as well, the Ish Oved Machshavosav, his evil plans, V'yoshov, and he shall return El Hashem V'rachameu, he shall return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem will have mercy upon him, V'el Elokeinu, and he shall return to our God, Ki Yarbel Lislach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is abundant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abundant rachamim to forgive a person for his sins. Ki Loi Machshav Say Machshav Asechem. Here, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "My thoughts are not like your thoughts. Loi Darchechem Durachai, and your ways are not like my ways." Nu'um Hashem. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean? So there's a Rashi here. Rashi explains that in the law of man, if you come to court and you confess, and you tell the judge, "Judge, I'm sorry, I have to confess. I went through a red light. I went through a red light where I committed a crime. I stole money." "Oh, you did an avera. You did a sin. Got to pay a ticket. Points off your license, and you have to pay $100 for the crime. You stole from someone. If you confess your sins, you are guilty." But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person confesses to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is forgiven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not, Hashem wants a person to admit to his averos, and when one confesses his transgressions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him and does not suffer any punishment.
Rewind is a different shot.
Yeah.
He says sometimes you see things happen in the world, the struggle,
yeah,
the grooms and all that. And you want to know why, what's going on.
Okay.
So that's shot and pussy. You can't try to figure out what I'm doing. And I should understand. Pussy is pussy. My thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. You'll never understand me.
It's impossible to understand the ways of Hashem. Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, next pasuk, Pasik Taski Gabu.
Interesting, yeah, thing, he uses Lashon of Yochi, Rasha of each.
Yeah.
Then collective. You know, we have a concept of Hatani.
Okay.
But here,
it's the individual. Very interesting. Very interesting. Very good point. The Rasha and the Ish. The Rosh and the Ish, they are here individuals. Okay, every person is responsible for their sins. Okay, next was a pasuk ates ki gavu shemayim yaretz. The same way, just as the heaven is gavu shemayim is above the earth. Kain gavu derachayim midar chechem u'machshavasayim b'machshavaschem. So too Hashem says that my ways are much higher, much more exalted than your ways, and my thoughts are more exalted than your thoughts, and there's no way in the world for you to understand the workings of Hashem. Like we discussed yesterday, Hashem Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Hareini nos kvodecha, let me see your honor, let me see your ways," and Hashem said it is impossible for a human being to see, to understand the ways of Hashem. V'reisa es acharai, the most you can possibly understand is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in retrospect, later on, but it's not possible to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu while things are happening, to understand the ways of Hashem. Pasuk Yud Ki Kasher. Everything in Yeshai is repeated. I mean, the pasuk Ches just says simply that the ways of Hashem are not like the ways of man. In pasuk Tes, it tells us the shear, the measurement. It's one thing to say that my ways are different than your ways, but now we elaborate and we say they're different. The difference between my ways and your ways are like the difference between the heaven and the earth. Pasuk Tes is an explanation for Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Ches tells us the ways are different. How different? Pasuk Tes ki gavu shamayim me'aretz, like the height, the distance of the heaven from the earth. That is how different my ways are from your ways. Could be also that there's no way, just like it's impossible for a human being to go to the moon, right? You can't go to the heavens. Don't think you can get there. You can't get there. I mean, you can get there in these. It's not possible for a person. Okay, today they spend trillions of dollars to go to Mars, to go to the moon, and so on and so forth. But that's not a natural type of existence. If you go to heaven, Hashem says, "I'll bring you down." It's not shaykh for a human being to live naturally in the heavens. So that's what it's saying. Even if you think, a person thinks, okay, Hashem's ways are different. But you know what? I will Adam Elo Elyon. I'll learn Torah, I'll learn Musar, I'll work on myself, and the time will come when I'll reach a level where I can understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says, no, the difference between my ways and your ways are heaven and earth. Man lives on earth. Hashem lives in heaven. Hashamayim, Shamayim LaHashem, V'haretz, Nasan L'vnei Adam. So don't be foolish and make a mistake and think that with time and with practice and with experience, you'll be able to come and understand and master the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Ches tells us they're different, and Pasuk Ches tells us they're so different, you'll never get there. You'll never reach that Madrega. Ki Gavu Shamayim Mi'aretz, Kein Gavu Derechem Midarechichem, U'mach Shvosani, U'mach Shvosichem. My ways and my thoughts are different, and there's no way for you to understand the workings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Yud. Now we really go to a new theme. Now we discuss an idea. This is a beautiful idea that is used to explain the purpose of the prophets. When we're very far removed from prophecy, prophecy came to an end at the end of the Bayis Rishon, or the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. And here he tells us what is prophecy. Ki kasha yerid hageshem v'hashelik. Just like a mashal, when rain and snow descend min hashamayim v'shama lo yashuv, it's a one-way trip. When the rain drops and the snow, the flakes of snow fall to the earth, they come down. They don't come up. V'shama lo yashuv v'shelik min hashamayim v'shama different. Then they do not lo yashuv. They do not return its original form. Ki im hirva esar. It's before the moisture of the rain and the snow return to heaven, they first must fulfill their mission. What is their mission? To saturate, to nurture, to water the earth. Ki'im hirva es aretz, it waters the earth. V'holida, and it causes the earth to give birth, to sprout. Holy da means to give birth, the hitzmichan, to flower, to sprout. The nasan zera la zorea, it produces seed for man to continue the process of seeding more land and producing more grain. The lechem loichel, and the rain brings, is part of the process of bringing bread to the person who needs to eat. So too, Cain, so too, yiyeh divari asher yetzeh mipi, the words that come from my mouth, lo yashuv elai reikam. Everything that Hashem says, and everything that is said through the words of the prophets, Hashem puts words, His words, in the mouth of the prophet, and the prophet speaks the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it will definitely have an effect. We may not see the effect. It appears that after Yeshaya and Yechezkel and Yirmiyah and the Treyasa, they were screaming, there's going to be a churban, behave yourselves, don't do averos, and it appears that it did not accomplish anything. That's when this passage is coming to reject that it's not true, that the words of the Nevi'im, every single word that they said, had a roshim on Klal Yisrael. And although at the time Klal Yisrael did not, we mentioned this idea many times, did not accept their words and did not do tshuva at that moment, but it's only because of the musu that they absorbed that moment in time, do they have the stamina, do they have the koyach to do tshuva after the Churban, so that there should one day be again, once again, a bayis sheni and a bayis shlishi. Ki imosas shechafasi, when the words that come out of the Shmach, they do my will, v'yitzlich asher shalachtev, so to the words that come out of my house, will do my will, and will cause to be successful, the one that I have sent, the prophets that I have sent to deliver my words will be successful. Ultimately, the Jewish people will absorb their words of Musar, will do tshuva, and will bring about the final geula. Pasuk Yudbeis, ki v'simcha seitzeyu, you will one day return. Although the prophets, most of the prophets, their prophecy was said at the time when there was a bias, and they were warning, they were giving warnings to tshuva. Because if you don't do tshuva, there's going to be a korban. And B'nai Yisrael did not listen. And there was a korban. But you should know, the only reason why now, when Mashiach comes, you're going to be able to return, ki v'simcha seitzeyu, you're going to leave galus in a state of simcha. U'v'shalom, and in a state of peace, to valun, you will be brought, lashon of yuval, to arrive. And the mountains and the hills will burst forth with song. And this, of course, refers to, as we mentioned many times, going to the Medrash. Every time it says the word mountain, it refers to the Avos. Every time it says the word hills, it refers to the Mos. And when Mashiach comes, who's going to rejoice with you, your forefathers are going to rejoice. Either it means in Shemayim they will rejoice, or it means they will be Tchiyas HaMeisim. Yivtzichu Lefneichem, we know they will burst forth with song. And all of the trees of the field will clap their hands. And that can also refer to all the Talmidei Chacham, all of the mighty, the Arzei Halavan, all of the great people of the world, the Tzadikim, they will rejoice, they will clap their hands when Klal Yisrael will return at the time of Mashiach. And who is this? Who is causing this to happen? This is a very powerful message. All of this is part of the theme. It's because of the word of Hashem that was delivered through Asher Shalachtiv, through the prophets, through Yeshaya. Hashem says, Yeshaya, I want you to speak to Klal Yisrael. I want you to give them Musar. Hashem spoke to Yirmiyah, to Yecheskel, to the Treyasar. Speak to them, give them Musar. Every word that came out of their mouths produced a result. What's the result? There was a korban. There was no result. That's correct. There was no result at the time. But the words of the prophets did have a very deep effect upon Klal Yisrael, which put in them the seeds that after the korban occurred, and they were in Galus, they then realized how foolish they were, and they did tshuva, and because of the tshuva process that began after the korban, that's the only reason why they would one day merit ki v'simcha seitzeyu v'shalom tu volun. It's all because of the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah.
In the Siddur's David, in the
Yeah. A marshal. The simple interpretation is that when you are happy, okay, this, he's saying something very powerful. The whole world is rejoicing with you.
Laughing, the world smiles with you. Crying, you cry alone.
That's the expression. Laugh with you. Okay, and when you cry, you cry alone. It's true that when a person is in a state of simcha, you can see, you feel as if the whole world is singing along with you. And when a person is bitzar, he's all alone. So it's a mashal that the simcha will be so great at the time of Mashiach, to us it will appear as if the whole world is rejoicing together with us. And the next last part of the section is Tachas Hanatzutz Yaleh V'Rosh. Natzutz is a thorn. It's a certain type of thorn bush. V'Rosh is a very distinguished, expensive tree. So in place of the thorns will be beautiful trees. Tachas V'Sachas. You have to end the Vav. Yeah. If you read the Haftarah, you make sure you read the Vav. V'Sachas Hasir Pod. I have here V'Sir Pod. And some is Sir Pad. It's always correct. Whatever you do is going to be wrong. If you say Sir Pod, they'll say Sir Pad. If you say Sir Pod, they'll say Sir Pod. Okay, two different gears. What do you have in yours?
Sir Pod.
Sir Pod. Article has Sir Pad. Okay. So Tachas has, and you have, what do you have in the blue? What do you have in the blue? You have the brown.
Sir Pad.
You have Sir Pad. Ah, so the blue. Vino, Visachas, everyone. That's the Kriv Chsef. Visachas has Sir Pad over Sir Pad. The Sir Pad is a thorn. Yale Hadas is a type of a tree which is not Choshev. Hadas, myrtle. Myrtle, obviously, Hadas, it's fragrant, it's beautiful. This is what's going to be the time of Mashiach. Hashem will be for a name. La'ois olamos, an everlasting sign, lo yikareis, will never be cut off ever again. Rashi says, the Rashi, l'fidarkai, is midrashik, and Yisrael, he says that the natsutz, and thus sirpod, refer to the wicked, refer to, they are mesholim, tzimalitza, for the Rishahim, and the Rishahim will be replaced by the Verosh and the Hadas by the Tzadikim. Maybe you could say Hadas is the females.
Well,
Hadassah, Esther is Hadassah.
That's
so the males,
strategy.
Males and females, that the male Rishahim will be replaced by male Tzadikim, and the female Machashefos will be replaced by females who are tzidkanios. Okay, but a similar, this is just Mishalim, the great symbol that's going to occur in the time of Mashiach, all because, but the theme to remember about this, we learned this sometimes here, we mamash have this theme expressed in the Psukim, is it's only because of the Musar of the Nevi'im. It has a long-term effect. Does not, the results are not immediate. It's an investment. And that's so true in the Olam HaChinuch. When you teach children, the Rebbe pours out his heart to teach children, he doesn't see the Paris. The children are wild, they run around, they go home, they misbehave, they make trouble. But yet the ideas, the chiba and the ava and the musa, the hadracha, that a Rebbe puts into the children, it makes a roshav, you don't realize. And it can take 20, 30 years. And 20, 30 years, you think back, you know, I remember when I was in Cheder, I remember how kind my Rebbe was, I remember what he did for us, I remember how he taught us, I remember what he said. He was right. And it makes a roshim. And that roshim then, that parent sends his children on the right derech. He makes sure his children don't do things which should not be done. It has long-term consequences, ramifications, things that are taught to a person when they're young, even if you don't see the Paris at that moment. That's the musa, that's the message from these psukim here in this parak. Okay, next parak, Nunvav. This continues the Haftarah. Koyamar Hashem, so says Hashem, Shimru Mishpat Vasu Tzedakah. It is essential, it's extremely important that a person should guard Mishpat and Tzedakah. Two things, law, yeah, there has to be a baseline. There must be mishpat. If someone is harmed, if an injustice has been done, that must be corrected. There must be law and order. And after this law and order, there's something called tzedakah. You also should go lifnim mishuras hadin. You should be kind and gracious. Give a person more than what they deserve. Because this is what is essential. Mishpat and tzedakah is what we need in order to bring the gula. Ki kreva Yeshua silova, my salvation is near. V'tzidka si, and my righteousness lost to be redeemed, to be revealed. It could very well be is that the Yeshua salvation is matched with mishpat, and tzidka si, this Hashem will do for us lefnim Yeshua sadin, is matched with the asud tzedakah. Pasuk beis ashrei enosh yaseh zos. Fortunate is the man, the enosh. Interesting, here we refer to enosh, not to the ish, not to Adam. Each of these terms has a whole different connotation. Enosh, enosh means, can mean
humanity
mankind. What?
Humanity
at large. Mankind, from the version of ish. Now, there's a very big difference between ish and Adam. What's the difference between ish and Adam? There is no plural for the word Adam. No such thing. Adam is always singular. Adame, Adam, according to some of the Mepharshim, comes from the expression to be similar. Adame. To what? Lo Elyon, to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, so to every person is unique. There are no two people in the world that are identical. No two people in the world can accomplish. No person can accomplish what you were meant to accomplish in this world. Adam Adam El Elyon. Ish also means a person, but ish means a person has the ability to join with other people to become anoshim. Ish, the plural of ish is anoshim, and furthermore, ish enosh. Also,
yeah, that's the plural of enosh.
Enosh, ish enosh, but it's also anoshim, it's also the plural. I once looked into this, I once discussed with the TikTok expert, he told me that anoshim is the plural of ish. And enosh as well is another form of, I don't know the difference between anoshim and enosh, but it's the same idea, the plural, which means fortunate is the society that will do this, will practice what? Mishpat Tzedakah. And then it goes on to say, Uven Adam Yachzik Ba, and the individual which will take hold of this. So there are two things. It's important for society to be a society of Mishpat and Tzedakah. And the individual should not think, listen, there are good organizations out there. There are organizations, there's law and order, there are courts of justice, and there are good chesed organizations. But I, as an individual, I have to be selfish. I must look out for myself and not for anyone else but myself. No. Ben Adam Yachzik Ba. And in fact, Yachzik Ba is a stronger expression than Yaseh Zos. When it comes to the organizations, the public organizations, where you have Anoshim, Enosh, just you should have law and order, and there should be chesed. But the individual has to be even more, has to have more yearning than the public institutions to accomplish in Mishpat and Tzedakah than the public. Because it says, with regard to Ben Adam, it's Yachazik Ba, the individual. When it deals with the Enosh, with society at large, the public, Yasezos! You don't have to make yourself crazy. The organizations don't have to lose sleep when it comes to 5 o'clock. That's it. The organization is closed. But the individual, the Yachid, you have to stay up the whole night. The whole night, you have to stay up the whole night working on Mishpat V'Chesed. It's very powerful, powerful muscle. People think it's the opposite. Let the organizations take care of everything and let them work overtime. I will just take care of myself. Pum Fakert. Next, Shemer Shabbos Mechaliloi, a person has to guard the Shabbos from profaning the Shabbos. And this goes back in the word Ashrei. So Ashrei, Enoish, Ashrei Yaseh, Zos, simply, now, by the way, the other, some Farshim learn that Zos and Yachzik Ba refer to the end of the Pasuk. The different ways to learn the Pasuk in the Pasuk. I told you that Zos and Yachzik Ba refer back to the previous Pasuk of Tzedakah and Mishpat. Some learn that the Yaseh Zos and Yachzik Ba refer to the end of the Pasuk. What's the end of the Pasuk? Shomer Shabbos Mechalilo, he guards the Shabbos from profaning the Shabbos, Vishom, and you guard your hand from doing evil. Okay, that if you learn at the end of the pasuk, really, it's sumera. Don't do evil. Don't do evil doesn't focus on tzedakah or mishpat. Tzedakah or mishpat is more of a positive. Sumera va'asei tov. If you learn zos and yachazik ba goes back on the previous pasuk, then the focus is asutov. If you learn that it goes on the end of the pasuk, it's referring to Sur Meirah. But here, at the end of the pasuk, it says two things, Shabbos and Asos Kol Ra. Shabbos represents Ben Adam Lamokoyim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim Va'aretz. So Shomer Shabbos is a person should make sure he's makir his duty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is the essence of our Hakara, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki sheish es yom asu Hashem es Hashemayim v'yetzer. So yom shishu v'asvayin nefash. Shabbos is Hashem created the world. And the Shomer Yadom Yaseis Kol Ra is your obligation. Bein Adam l'chaveroi. So fortunate is the person that is careful in these two things. V'al yomar ben hanechar, and a foreigner, a ger, at the time of Mashiach should not say, Hanilva el Hashem, those that attach themselves to Hashem, Lemar, Havdel Yavdilani Hashem Yalamo. And you should not say, I'm just a stranger. Hashem has separated me from his nation. I have no part, I have no role, no function in serving Hashem. Don't say that. Every person who wants to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu time Mashiach will be allowed to come close and have a role in elevating the honor of Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'el yomar ha-saris hein ani etzavesh, a person that cannot have children should not say, what do I need this for? There's not going to be any memory of me left over in this world after I die. So why should I bother serving Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's the end? The end there isn't. The end is, I'll have nothing. I will not be a zecher. You should not say that. But rather, the pasuk says, ki koyim Hashem, la-sarisim asher yishu v'Hashem. So says Hashem to the sarisim, to the people that are not unable to have children, who guard guard my Shabbos, sai my Shabbosos. They, those who are, have, do develop a relationship between Bein Adam Lamakayim, Uvachru Bashir Chafasi, and those people that they do, they choose to pursue a path in life that I desire, Umachazikim Bivisi, and hold on to my bris, the treaty that I've made between Klal Yisrael and between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, Vinosati Lohem Bivesi Vachamasa, I'll give them in my home, in my walls, Yod Vashem. That's where the museum comes from, because this refers to people down the Holocaust, they died. So therefore Hashem says, do not worry, I'll give you Yod Vashem. This is an expression, I will give you a reputation. A Yod means a place. Yod means a place, a mokoim. It says the Mitzudos, a mokoim, Vashem, and a remembrance, a reputation, Tov, that is even better, Mibonim Umibonos. Shame, Olam, Et, Hilo, I will give them an everlasting name, Asher Lo Yikoreis, which will not, they will not be cut off from this world. Asher Lo Yikoreis, it will remain forever. So Hashem says that the person should not say that if he cannot have children, he should not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do not worry, you will be recognized, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you will always be remembered in this world forever, and that remembrance will be even greater than having actual children, banim abanos. And we learned the Gemara of Masha not so long ago, we learned a beautiful Masha in the Daf Yomi section about a month ago. What is the connection between this idea of a Saris and Shabbos? What is going on over here? What does a Saris have to do with Shabbos? So simply means Shabbos, a generic expression which refers to a person's obligation to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yimakar Hashem created the world, and there is a duty, there's a mitzvah ben Adam la'amokar. But the Masha says, it's alluding to a Gemara. The Gemara says that the Hasidim HaRishonim would not have relations with their wife on a day that, according to their calculation, would result in the child being born on Shabbos. The Gemara makes a calculation that in ancient times it was predictable. Women would give birth exactly 9 months on the dot, on the day. We had all the numbers. I don't remember all the details. But there are certain days of the week. What was it? Sunday, Monday. It was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. What? We went over all the calculations. So there are 3 days of a week where it's dangerous to have relations, because that might result in the child being born on Shabbos. And if the child is born on Shabbos, it's Chil Shabbos. And then the bris is Chil Shabbos. So even though technically, Bikoch Nefesh, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, and the bris, it's Deich Shabbos, so it's Chudra, but Soif Kol Soif, it's still a zilzal in the Kiddush of Shabbos if a woman has to go into labor, go to give birth to a child on Shabbos. So that's what it says here, that sorry sin does not mean literally a person that cannot have children. What it means, a person makes himself as if he is a saris, that he cannot have children, and he is perish from his wife on the days which could result in his wife giving birth on Shabbos. So he's a saris asher yishmeru es Shabbososai. He worships the Shabbos to such a great degree, he thinks in advance, 9 months. I don't want to do something now that in 9 months from now will result in Chilul Shabbos. This was in ancient times when a woman's cycle, a woman's pregnancy was perfect. No shinuyim, exactly on the dot, on the clock. So he's a saris with regard to Shabbos Hasai, u'bachru b'asher chafatzti, and they do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, u'machazik b'risi. So therefore, in reward for that, Hashem says, such a person that thinks 9 months in advance, not chas v'shalom b'machal Shabbos, deserves special reward. He will receive, in addition to the banim l'banos, he'll also receive Yad Vashem. This is what the Masha says to explain this connection between the words Sari Sim and Asher Yishmeru Es Shabbos Hasai. Okay, well, what? So according to the similar interpretation is dealing with the real Saris. Children, and he complains, if I cannot have children, so what am I serving Hashem? There will be no remembrance of me in this world. Hashem says it's not true. If you observe the Torah mitzvos, I will bring about for you an everlasting memorial.
What is it?
So it doesn't say. It doesn't say what it is. The Mitzudos says that in the Beis Hamikdash, they look in the Mitzudos, in the Sanhedrin, the Beis Hamikdash, Mibifnim, L'chaim Asharabayis, Asheshama Yeshu Kisos Lamish, there'll be chairs, thrones for Mishpat. I assume it's referring to this in Moshav HaSanhedrin, V'yazakeinim, Sham there. Doesn't say what it is, I do not know. Sham there, etin lo mokim, a place, v'zikaron, shame, and a remembrance of name. Ratzol Aymar, Sham yihye mekoymo, there will be his place, v'sham yizocher l'toiva. He will always be remembered for good, v'udover ha'toiv yoyser. This is something which is even better, mizichrin haba mibonim ubonos. What exactly that means, I do not know. I really do not know. What?
That the reason some Gedolim used to publish Svarim,
they should have a Zikaron.
Generations later, who?
Correct.
Who's Talmidim, the first generation, his peers.
But if they have children, they live on to their children. If they have children, they live on to their children.
Yeah, I know.
But you also want to have living on in Ruchnis and Torah. The Chazal say you don't know what will become of children. You don't know. No one knows what the future will bring. And there's another one. You learn Torah. If Soisav Dovos Vakev, the same thing that Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein, an unbelievable story. Moshe Feinstein, someone once came to him. This was years ago, before there were so many Torah journals. Before the paper loch you find on Shabbos, a person came to Moshe Feinstein and said to him, I desperately want to write something in a Torah journal, but I have nothing to write. I'm not a Bar Hochi. Can you do me a toiva? Can you give me one of your chidushim and let me plagiarize it and let me write my name on it and I'll put it in the journal and it'll be mine? What's the big deal for you? You have an infinite number of chidushim. Just give me one to put in the Torah journal in my name. So you wouldn't believe Rav Moshe's answer. Rav Moshe said to him, putting all humility aside, as we said, if I give you a chidush and you put it in the journal under your name, no one's going to read it. That's what he said. No one's going to read it. Because, I mean, you may have a few friends, a few family members. If I put it under my name, putting all humility aside, it will be read and studied. So what? So what do I care? What do I care? So they'll read, they won't read it. Because Chazal tell us, when the person leaves this world, if someone learns his Torah, his lips murmur in the grave. Rav Moshe goes on to say, we have no idea what that means. It's beyond us to understand the depth of these words. But I'm not a balabas to be moichel on this idea that my lips, subsides means the lips. Subsidesav means the lips. The lips murmur. The lips move when a person is in the grave, when someone repeats over words of Torah in his name. So Rav Moshe says, if you put this in a journal in your name, no one's going to read it. If it's in my name, there's more of a chance it will be read. If it will be read, then my lips, I will have fulfilled this thing called Sif Soysav Dovos Vakever. Rav Moshe says, I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means. But it's not for me to make light of it and ignore it and dismiss it. And therefore, I'm not giving it to you. It's going to be in my name, not in your name, because Chazal tell us there's something important to this idea, and I have no right just to make light of it and ignore it. Okay, so we'll stop over here.